Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone. This is Steve Strang, and welcome to this edition of the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. You know, our culture has undergone some enormous changes in how we view sexuality, and it's not with the biblical point of view, but a group of Christian leaders have spoken out with something called the Nashville Statement, and we're going to talk about it on today's program, so stay tuned after this word.
How do you awaken the revivalist within you? You may be answering, I'm not a revivalist. Listen as Jordan and Georgia Wells share in their new book, The Joel 2 Generation, how God is calling his spiritual soldiers to awaken the revivalist within and become part of Joel's army for the last great revival. When you read this book, become equipped to be empowered by the Holy Spirit through impartations and activation, be propelled into the final harvest through prophetic decrees, and hear God's call to launch into a new realm of the miraculous that will ignite the faith of cities and nations. Buy your copy of The Joel 2 Generation now at Amazon.com or visit FinalHarvestInternational.com.
Well, welcome back, and I'm happy to be able to interview Dr. Denny Burke, who is the president of the Council on Biblical Manhood and Womanhood. He lives in Lexington, Kentucky. And actually, Dr. Burke, I'm going to interview you for my newsletter. I thought instead of just interviewing you on the telephone, this way I'd have a recording of it, and I'd let my listeners download the podcast and listen to it. So the statement came out this week, and I will say that I was honored to be asked to put my signature on it, which I readily did. I think you told me that there were 170 initially, but now members of the public can also sign it, which we'll talk about in a minute. But I'll now give you an opportunity to share with my listeners and me exactly what this statement was and what you were trying to accomplish.
Well, the Nashville Statement is so named because of where we had a meeting. The meeting of evangelical pastors and scholars and ministry leaders got together last Friday in a meeting that we've been planning for months. And we came together to finalize a statement that really that just expresses what the Bible teaches about sexuality and gender, to reassert for our generation what God reveals to us about being created as male and female and what he intends for our sexuality to be all about. And so it was not really a culture war document. It was more of a church document. It was something that we just wanted to bear witness to the goodness of God's design in our sexuality, in our maleness and femaleness, and we just wanted to say what the Bible says, and that's what we did. And so we finalized that on Friday, and we gained really quickly a whole host of endorsements from across the evangelical spectrum. And it's been really interesting to see because the endorsements kind of transcended a lot of divisions that you see in evangelicalism now. And that is available. People can go see it at thenashvillestatement.com. And that's what we did last Friday, and now it's out in the public and actually being spoken about all over the country.
And there's a lot we can talk about, but let's talk about the reaction when it came out on Tuesday. Tell me what the mayor of Nashville did that generated so much media attention.
Well, on the day that it was publicly released, the mayor of Nashville apparently caught wind of it, and she tweeted that the Nashville Statement doesn't represent Nashville and its inclusive values. It was something along those lines. I'm not reading it. And, you know, it was a statement from an elected public official against this Christian doctrinal statement. And I think from that, it just began to get picked up and spoken about all over the country. And so we've just gotten a lot of support from Christians because this is what Christians believe, right? I mean, this is we believe the scriptures, and so Christians have been supportive. But I think perhaps the mayor's tweet woke up the secular world. And they started looking at our confessional statement, and we've just been getting a ton of response in the media and in social media especially. It's just been remarkable.
Well, I want to commend you for doing this for a number of reasons. The first is that when there begins to be a trend like this, there's a whole section of people that will kind of go along with it because they think everyone's going along with it. And this is true even in the Christian community in areas that, you know, we would consider compromise. I mean, it happens in lots of ways. And I've seen that as different so-called evangelical leaders have come out in favor of the LGBT agenda, you know, not a lot. There's no point in us calling their names right here. But often it's because there's someone who's grappling with homosexuality in their own family. And so it becomes very, very personal. And I think that what has done here is stated very, very clearly, very succinctly with affirmations and denials. And maybe you could fill us in a little bit on that. And I think that it will embolden people who really believe this, but just don't want to feel like they're kind of out there by themselves swimming against the current.
Well, Steve, I tell you, you know, I'm a pastor as well. I'm the president of this organization, but I'm an associate pastor at my church as well. And really, I have the people in the pews in my mind when I think about what we're doing in this statement. Because of the changes in the wider culture about sexuality and what people think about male and female, it's really had an effect on just folks in our pews who are just struggling to understand what the Bible teaches about these things. And people are confused, and some of them don't even know what to think about transgenderism and gender confusion, and they're just trying to think through all these categories and trying to connect what they're reading in the newspaper, what they're seeing in the lives of their friends and neighbors, and trying to connect that to what the Bible says and to what the Lord Jesus requires of us. And so in the Nashville statement, that's what we're trying to do. We're aiming it actually at ordinary Christians who need some guidance. We're hoping that pastors will pick this up, who need language to speak about and to teach about what the Bible teaches about these things. And we believe, contrary to what's portrayed in the media the last couple of days has really been saying this is anti-LGBT and all this stuff, anti-gay marriage. For us, I mean, our view is that the gospel's for everybody. And we're seeking out moral clarity on these issues, not so we can keep people out, but so we can show people the way in. And we want people to understand that to follow Jesus means that we give our whole life to him. And our culture now is saying, well, this part of your life, your sexual life, the way you understand yourself as male and female, you keep that for yourself. That's not something that you give over to Jesus. And so we want to say, no, Jesus, if he's not Lord of all, he's not Lord at all in your life. And so this is a particularly controversial point in our culture right now, and that's why it's so difficult. But we're not the ones who've changed on this. We've actually stayed the same. It's the culture that's kind of been changing around us, and so there's a real contrast. It was not our aim to say something new in this statement. It was our aim to bear witness to something very, very old.
And I know that a lot of people are going to want to add their signatures to this. So tell me how people can do this, and then I'm going to put it in my newsletter. And you told me earlier that about 8,000 people have already signed this. Do you have a goal of a certain number of people, or is just whoever wants to?
No, we don't have a goal. We wanted to make an opportunity for people who read this to have at least some little stake in it and to be able to put their name to it and to be connected in that way. But my real measure of the legacy of an effort like this is not how many signatures we get and not how many page views we get or, you know, what's happening in social media. My real measure is will this reach people in the pews and the men standing behind the pulpits? Will people understand more clearly what the Scripture teaches and what the Lord Jesus requires of them when it comes to their sexual lives and how they understand themselves as male and female? If that happens, that to me is the real legacy that we're striving for here. I encourage your listeners to go to thenashvillestatement.com, and you can read the statement, and you can endorse it if you want, but you could definitely, most importantly, just read it and share it with your pastor, share it with other church members, talk about it. Be a Berean, test it by Scripture. We work so hard on this. We think it reflects biblical teaching, but you can read it at thenashvillestatement.com, and I just invite all your listeners to come and take a look.
I'm going to do that, and I'm assuming that I can do a cut and paste and do the 14 articles and so on and so forth right in my newsletter itself, and then we'll have links where people can go and sign it. I think this is very important. And, you know, as we were talking, I thought maybe I should make this point right before we close. And that is that biblical sexuality is more than just opposing gay marriage, let's say, or saying that people should not try to change their gender from how they were born. And if anything, in the last 30 to 50 years, we have seen a real compromise where, even in the church, where people don't wait till marriage to be intimate, or where people actually live together without being married. And there are a lot of people who have just kind of looked the other way. You know, rarely do you ever hear a pastor talk about that kind of thing. You know, it's just sort of understood you're not supposed to do it, but nothing's ever said about it. But yet the biblical standard for sexuality is that even your thoughts should be clean. I mean, Jesus talked about that. And with everything that's on the internet and everything that's in our culture, I mean, it's just very, very hard to keep your thoughts clean. Yet that is what the Bible and the Lord, through the Bible, are calling us to do. this is just something really that's pretty extreme. You know, where I grew up and even the life I live now, I'm not sure I even know any transgender people. Once in a while, I'll see someone when I'm out in public, but you know, this is still relatively rare. Yet all of a sudden, it's all the buzz in the news and the Supreme Court decision and everything else that we don't have time to go into. But I'm just so thankful that Christians are standing up and saying something. And I want to just thank you again for the role that you played in this, in bringing this about. And I just hope that people will read the Nashville statement. I've read it very, very carefully, of course, before I signed it. And I hope that you'll do what I did and go on the website and sign it. So I'll be like Bill O'Reilly and give you the last word.
Well, I just want to thank you for your support and encourage your listeners to go and to look at the NashvilleStatement.com.
Thank you. And thank you to my listeners for listening today to The Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Steve Strang.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on CharismaMag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on CharismaMag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.